Please take your Bibles, turn to Romans chapter 15. And begin in verse number 30. Romans 15:30. It says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Now to the God of peace be with you all. Amen." Here in this passage of Scripture, we have some instruction by the Apostle Paul on prayer. And we have even more than just instruction on prayer. We have the Apostle Paul beseeching, pleading with the believers in Rome to pray. And I think every one of us that would be honest with our would be honest tonight would probably quickly recognize that believers need reminders to pray. And even here, the Apostle Paul is beseeching, he is pleading with the believers that they would pray for them. He says, "Now I beseech you, brethren." He is making a strong request. He is urging them. We see here the importance of prayer. We see that believers need encouragement to pray. Prayer is not something that just happens, so to speak, by chance. And here the Apostle Paul pleads with the believers that they would pray on his behalf. And here these believers needed encouragement. They needed exhortation. They needed to be prodded to pray for Paul. And how we need to be prodded to pray. But he gives here the basis of this prayer. Or he gives some of the reasons to pray. He says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake." We find here that real prayer is not about us, but it is about seeing Christ's will furthered. He says, I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake. You know, when we go to prayer, it's not about us. You know, prayer is not about seeing someone else's desire fulfilled. But prayer is really acting to see the ministry of Jesus Christ further. And when we can understand that about prayer, we see how important prayer is. It can also protect us from the wrong motives in prayer. It can protect us from selfish motives. It can protect us from just trying to see one person's viewpoint further. Prayer is about seeing the ministry of Christ going forward. And he says, "I beseech you for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake." This was not just about Paul. This wasn't about Paul. This wasn't about Paul's will being furthered. But this was about God's will being accomplished through the Apostle Paul. He says in verse 32, it says, "That I may come unto you with joy by the what? By the will of God." And when we pray, we need to understand that it's not about us. It's not about someone else. But ultimately, it's about God. It's about seeing the work of Jesus Christ go forward. We're reminded in the Lord's Prayer, it says, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." As we approach God, it is Real prayer is not about us. It is about seeing the will of Christ further. Then he says, now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit. This here is, I see it as referring to not our love, so to speak, for the Spirit, but it's the love that we have from the Spirit. Real prayer is about recognizing what we have received. He says, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit. What have we received? Well, we have received the love of the Spirit. In Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. It's really through the Holy Spirit that we are enabled to know God's love. And real prayer is something that flows out of a response to that love that we have received. It says in Romans 5, verse 5, it says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. We understand God's love because of the Holy Spirit. And he says here, I beseech you for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit. You know, when you understand there is a common love that has loved us, the Spirit of God. We have each received love that is undeserved. And when we begin to understand that love, that natural response is to be what? Is to pray. When we understand that prayer is about accomplishing the will of the Lord Jesus Christ, it ought to motivate us to prayer. So he says, I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit. I'd like to back up a little bit more and just focus on this, that for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Verse number, we're going to back up, but we're also going to go forward. Verse 31 says, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea. All right, so as he's imploring them to pray for him, it's for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, for the love of the Spirit, the love that has been shown us. He wants us to strive together with him. One of the things he's going to face is opposition. All right, why is he going to face opposition? Well, he is furthering the work of Jesus Christ. All right, and who is opposed to the work of Jesus Christ? Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We'll find that real prayer is about recognizing opposition. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse number 4. It says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So the Apostle Paul was facing opposition from those that do not believe. And as you read through the book of Acts, you see opposition to the ministry of the Apostle Paul. We heard a message on Sunday night about the Cain syndrome. Well, you want to see the Cain syndrome, the opposition that those that do not believe in righteousness have towards righteousness. Read through the book of Acts. Look at the Apostle Paul as he goes to cities and as he preaches, and there's uproars and there's opposition to the gospel going forth. And he implores them to pray for him. Real prayer is about recognizing opposition. In a sense, you know, Satan has his no trespassing sign. But the Apostle Paul goes into territory that is occupied, so to speak, by Satan. And because of that, he faces great opposition. Have you ever seen that no trespassing sign? And have you ever crossed into territory that says no trespassing? Do you ever feel a little bit intimidated? You know, what kind of people put no trespassing signs up? Well, they're not all mean, right? Because, you know, but it just maybe makes you a little intimidated. You know, some of you out here might have, you know, people out here, or maybe more than one, you might have a no trespassing sign. And you want people to what? To have a fear, so to speak, of trespassing on your property. And, you know, the devil, he doesn't want believers trespassing, so to speak, onto ground that he has. He wants to keep people blinded to the gospel. And there's going to be opposition that he's going to raise up. And so the Apostle Paul asks them to pray for him, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea. There's opposition that missionaries are facing in the spread of the gospel that we need to pray for. There are blinders that Satan is seeking to blind them from seeing Christ. And we have the answers. How is that blindness taken away? Well, it says, nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. You know, when people turn to Christ, the blinder is taken off. And we need to pray for our missionaries because they are facing opposition. And that opposition is ultimately rooted in Satan. And they need our prayers to face that opposition. Real prayer is about recognizing opposition. Missionaries are facing opposition. Other believers are facing opposition. In Ephesians chapter 6, in verse number 18, as we think of the Christian armor that we are to have on, Ephesians 6:18, a familiar verse, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for what? For all saints. You know, we believers are facing spiritual opposition. And we need to be praying for others. You know, we don't always know the trials, the struggles that others are going through. And we need to be upholding each other in prayer because there is spiritual opposition that believers are facing. Real prayer is about recognizing opposition. Real prayer is also about Christian unity. Go back to Romans chapter 16. He says that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea. He says, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. All right, so here, there was going to be some opposition even from, possibly, that could come from believers. And he was going to bring this service to them, and he said, pray that this service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. You know, sometimes even misunderstandings can occur amongst believers. And we need to recognize that. And there may be particular instances where believers need prayer that their service to God would not be misunderstood. But if you back up to verse number 30, it says, and for the love of the Spirit that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. All right, so here we see really this aspect of real prayer is about Christian unity. He says that ye strive together with me. Now, what's interesting here is that we find that Prayer is a supporting role, and we are, in a sense, we are fighting with someone. All right? We're not fighting against them, but we're fighting with them. All right? Paul was in a spiritual battle. He says that you strive together, you agonize with me in your prayers to God for me. And real Christian unity is really joining together with others in prayer. You know, Paul was there. Paul understood the battle that he was in. But you know what? Some of the other believers that he was ministering may have not understood that battle. And he's asking them to join with him in this spiritual battle that he was in. You know, we don't really understand. You know, some of you may, others of us do not, the spiritual battles that maybe particular, you know, missionaries are in. You know, some of you may have visited some of our missionaries, and you may get that taste of the struggle and the battle that they're going through. And the Apostle Paul is asking them that ye strive together with me. There's a striving. It's kind of the word that we get agonize with from. You're agonizing, so to speak, with this other person in prayer. So real prayer really is about Christian unity. It's about coming along someone else and unifying your heart with theirs in the spiritual fight that they are in. You know, we live in a world that wants unity. You know, they want unity by just laying everything else aside and let's just get together. Well, that's a false unity. All right, real unity is a function of that which unites. There's something that you're united around. All right, the more things you put aside, the less you're actually unified. All right, because you have to have something that you're unified around. And here we find one of the things that you can unify around is in prayer. That we are in a spiritual battle. And Paul here is seeking to help them to understand the battle that he was facing. You know, this evening, do you need a reminder about prayer? You know, the Roman believers, they needed a reminder. They needed encouragement. Understand that prayer is not about us, but it's about the Lord Jesus Christ. Prayer ought to be a response as we recognize the love of the Spirit. Prayer ought to be something that unifies us as believers. And real prayer happens as we understand the spiritual warfare that others are in and how we need to come alongside and aid them in prayer. Let's bow in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are facing a battle tonight. Lord, our missionaries are facing spiritual battles. And Lord, I pray that you would help us, Lord, to pray for them. Lord, may you help us to come alongside them, to agonize with them. Lord, we know that you have chosen prayer as the vehicle, Lord, by which you work. And Lord, even as we go to prayer tonight, Lord, may we recognize that it's not our will that we are seeking to perform. Lord, but we are seeking to see your will furthered, not only in this place, but Lord, around the world. And Lord, may you help us to participate in this battleground that you have called each one of us to enter in. And Lord, we pray even tonight as we go to prayer that we would have that spirit of prayer that you want each one of us to have. Lord, may we be so thankful for the love that has been shown us. And Lord, as we reflect on that, may it encourage us to pray that others can understand the great love that has reached down and saved us. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.